I always think, like, what if you, you know, were, like, on the, your deathbed or something, and then you, like, touch the back of your knee, and then you're like, oh, I can now have, like, a kneegasm, or you learned all these different ways to have pleasure, and you didn't know. So this is what I'm talking about exploring. You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. Hey, we all need to mix it up sometimes. Has your masturbation routine gone stale? Is sex with your partner too predictable? Well, with creativity and a little teasing, absolutely everyone can spice up their sex life, and I'm here to tell you how. First, we'll talk about planning a sexcation with low-lift ideas you can try right at home. Next, when you and your partner have already tried all the new things, what's left? I advise one caller on sexual teasing and how denying your pleasure can heighten the intensity. We also discuss ways to make your solo sex more interesting and arousing, and how to have more fun with casual sex if your current routine, even with new people, is leaving you bored. Intentions with Emily. For each episode, I want to start off by setting an intention for the show, and I encourage you to do the same. My intention is to inspire you with novel ideas for sexual connection, so that no matter who you are, partnered, single, and everything in between, you've got a menu of options you can't wait to try. Please rate and review Sex with Emily wherever you listen to the show. My new article, Ask Emily, What is a Penis Ring and Why Should I Use It?, is up at sexwithemily.com. Check out my YouTube channel, social media, and TikTok. It's all at Sex with Emily for more sex tips and advice. If you want to ask me questions, leave me your questions or message me at sexwithemily.com/askemily or call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX or 559-825-5739. Always include your name, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. And it's totally cool to change your name or choose to remain anonymous. Before we get into today's show, I am coming out with a book. It is called Smart Sex. It will be released June 13th, but I have to ask you a favor. Would you mind right now clicking the link in the show notes and pre-ordering the book? I promise you, it is going to be your new sex Bible. It's essentially everything you hear me talking about in the show, but in one place. Plus, it has an added twist. And that twist is learning how to understand your own sexual intelligence and answer your own sex questions wherever you are at in your sexual journey. I know you're going to love the book. And if you pre-order it, it helps us get the book into as many hands as possible. So please check out the link in the show notes. And oh, you automatically get my new and improved yes, no, maybe list and be entered to win a smart sex prize pack when you submit your proof of pre-order at the link in our show notes. Lastly, this episode is brought to you by Laylo. You all know now, I love Laylo. They're an award-winning luxury sex toy brand that makes amazing products for people of all genders, sexual orientations, ages, etc. And one of our listeners in today's episode is looking for a Bluetooth-controlled toy to spice up her and her partner's, plural, she's got several partners, sex lives. And I just had to recommend Laylo's new Tour 3. It's a vibrating couples ring. It's amazing. It's a flexible cock ring made of premium silicone. It's 100% waterproof and such a fun way to play. You can get 25% off all Laylo products when you use the code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout. Just go to laylo.com, that's laylo.com, and use code SEXWITHEMILY for 25% off or click the link in our show notes. All right, everyone, enjoy this episode. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. I got an email from Instagram, 31-year-old. He said he needs some staycation planning. How do you plan a sexcation? Do I just plan it? Do we do it together? He's 31 and married. So I got to thinking, how do we plan a great staycation? One thing that I want to tell you is that I have this few ideas for you. We have to remember this, that typically when we ask for something, we were thinking about, well, what would be a bucket list or how do we keep it interesting? It has to do with novelty. It typically comes down to doing something that is novel, something that you're not doing every single night over and over again, i.e., you know, having sex in the same bedroom, staring at the same ceiling. That is not novel. That is not interesting. Something that is a little bit outside of your routine. And I think that right now, more than ever, if you've noticed this, that this is really the time to use our imagination and to have fun. That's something we have control of, right? Of our imagination and what we want to happen. And we can pretty much make things happen. First easy thing, hook up somewhere new. So outside the bedroom, I don't care if it's in the kitchen, if it's in the pantry in the kitchen. I have a friend who has 3 kids. She lives in Chicago. She called me and she said, guess what we did? My husband and I, the kids were all like watching TV or doing something. And she pulled him into the pantry. It's like a walk-in pantry in the kitchen. And they had like a quickie in the pantry. And it was novel and it was different. It was unexpected. They've been together like 15 years. And she was like, we're going in the pantry. So hook up somewhere new. Just change the location. You could do some teasing. So this is what I love. And I think there is the lost art of the tease. Like, when was the last time you did a buildup toward sex? You sort of sent your partner a sexy text. Maybe it's a picture of you in a certain position and telling them what you're waiting for when they come home. Whispering in their ear what you want to do. Like, maybe you're at a family picnic that's going to end soon. And you're like, when we get home, I'm going to give you the most incredible sexy back rub. Something like that. Use your imagination. The other thing this made me think about is you could, listen, a lot of us, I'm considering taking a road trip, hook up under the stars. You could even do this in your backyard. You could put down a blanket, light some candles, give each other like a sexy massage, putting some, you know, oil on your partner and massaging their body, surprising them with that, and then switching terms, you know, under the night sky is a beautiful thing to do. And it's something different. I don't think I can emphasize enough the art of the tease, the art of massage. Listen, a lot of us are not in the mood for sex. We're stressed out. We have things to worry about. The kids are around. We're worried about work, money, finances. But when you just get your hands on your partner and you start to like kind of calm them, even if it's like a 10-minute massage, what it does is not only does it feel good, but it calms the nervous system. And you'll find that your mood can completely change. And then you'll totally be in the mood for anything. Maybe it's just a massage that night. Or maybe you find once you breathe into the massage that, oh, actually, I'm in the mood for sex. All this touching actually got me in the mood for it. You could also do this with a massage candle. Massage candles are really fun because it's atmosphere. You light it for a few minutes and then you blow it out. And then you like pour it on your partner. It's like this warm, it's not a regular candle. Don't do it with a regular candle because that hurts. But a massage candle is just like luxurious oil. Like it turns into oil. It's not waxy or messy or sticky or hot. So doing this thing of like playing with an ice cube, swirling it around in your mouth, playing with hot and cold are all things you can do. Those are some of my tips.
Hi, Stacy, 30 in Utah. What's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
So there is 17 years between my husband and I.
Okay.
I have orgasms all the time.
Awesome.
I have orgasms every time I pee. I have orgasms when the hot water of the shower runs over my body. I just have orgasms, and it sounds like I'm in a pretty different situation than a lot of other women out there.
You absolutely
are. But my
are.
Husband and I try everything, and there's nothing that we don't try. We have a really great sex life, other than the fact, at the moment, I feel like I personally am kind of bored.
Right,
mostly
I get it.
Mostly because I am so into trying anything and everything that there is to do with me, but not so much anything and everything that there is to do with him.
You're not into it, or he's not into trying other things?
He's not into trying other things with
him
and stuff like that.
Okay. Have you talked to him about this? Have you ever said, hey, I'd love to? And he says, nope.
We've tried it. He says it hurts him, and so we've tried other things like smaller toys and anal? Even more experience.
You're talking about
prostate
play?
Yes.
And it hurt?
Yes.
And you
just a finger and all of that. Like, we have really tried it because, like I said, I'm kind of over giving my body.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. So do you think that
it's not that I'm...
I understand.
Sorry.
You're like, no, Stace, I get it. I'm Stace. Like my body. Stace, I feel like you, I totally get it. You're like, but he's kind of like, no, well, it's fine. It's fine. I don't want to do anything. And typically it's because he probably doesn't really know what else is on the table. So he's like, I don't know. Or maybe he was told growing up that it wasn't okay to explore other things. And so I think it's really just a matter of like learning together what could be interesting. So maybe he doesn't want anal play. Like, that's fine. That's not for every person. Like for you, first off, because you have so many orgasms, I'm really glad you're calling right now because here's the thing. I know I talk about orgasms a lot. It is my job, but it is not the end all be all with sex. Like, it's about intimacy. It's about connection. It's about playing. It's not so linear. So maybe you have your orgasm, Stacey, like right away, but then you guys could play together. You could do some like bondage. It's really a great way for couples to kind of focus. Like if you do a blindfold over him and then you start to like tease his body and use like a massage candle and different sensations like ice cubes and cold things and hot things. And you just sort of play with it. That could be a way to tease him so he can kind of see what else is out there.
Yeah, we've tried. We have swings and we have the candles and we've tried ice cubes and we have bondage kits.
Okay.
We have different kinds of swings and different kinds of bondage kits and all kinds of different toys.
And he just, is he into this?
It's not that.
Yeah.
No, we're into all of it. Like, yes, it's all great. I'm not complaining about our sex life. I've just kind of hit a wall of stuff to try new with me.
Oh, with you. What about orgasm denial? What about him teasing you? So it's like you can't come yet. Like he's not really touching you. You get the blindfold. He's like teasing you, like blowing on you, using a feather, massage oil, like playing all around everywhere. But has he tried this stuff on you?
So orgasm denial is not really our thing, mostly because I have so many orgasms.
Right, but what if you had the build-up tour? Like, but what I'm saying is
that
the teasing,
yes.
You just knock out an orgasm. So now it's because that's kind of hot for many people. It's hot to like not just go right for the clitoris or right for anything, and just kind of like massaging your inner thighs and like playing with you and teasing. Because then that's like
great.
The arousal process. Yeah, so do some teasing. Do some playing. All right. There you go, Stacey. That's
Thank
your homework
you very
assignment.
Much.
Yeah, let me know. Let's talk to Jeff in California.
I'm a gay male.
Okay.
I have this thing where I like to like suck dick, you know?
Yeah.
Put it mildly.
Okay.
So
makes
I have
sense.
Like,
on brand.
The guys like it. And so I have like, but I'm getting kind of carried away lately because I'm like, I have a house by myself. I need some help because they come over like two or three times and I start to get bored. I got to like spice it up a little bit. I need some input. What can I do?
Wow. What are you saying? You want to spice up your blowjobs?
Well, yeah. I have these guys. There's like probably two or three that come over all the time, like consistently. We have sex. We hook up. I get bored easy.
Okay. Well, I've got some. I mean, you've come to the right place. We all know how to give a blowjob. Not all of us, but many of us know how to give blowjobs. But you're right. Why? We keep doing the same things over and over again. So have you ever done anything with like temperature play? Have you ever like used a blindfold on one of them? They come in, you blindfold them. Because when you take away one sense with a blindfold, everything else becomes more heightened. And then you can have like a bowl of ice by the bed. You can have an ice cube in your mouth. And then you could take the ice cube and like drip it over their body. And, you know, when you put his penis in your mouth, your mouth will be cold. Then there's some incredible warming lubes, playing with like warming or cooling products. You could also do, you know, just like teasing. You could use a toy. Have you ever used a toy or a cock ring?
I love cock rings, girl. We love those.
Yes, I love cock rings.
And is it wrong?
Yeah.
They're the best. The vibrating ones are spectacular.
Yes.
Is it wrong to ask someone, like, say a guy comes over, and I feel bad, but if I tell, you know, there's some guys have a little aroma. I'm not going to lie. Women do too. But if he gets here and I meet him for the first time, I'm like, hey, buddy, jump in the shower. Is that rude?
Well, hygiene is such an interesting question because this is something that, how do you do it? It's awkward. We all know it is, but I think that that we all know what it means, right? You're like, hey, buddy, jump in the shower. I'll be like, oh, shit. But I think you could say, want a shower. You could say, hey, I haven't showered yet. Want a shower together? Because then you guarantee that that you're both clean going into it. I think it's the way you say it. You could even like kind of like, instead of like, take a shower. You know, you could just say, like,
how about I put up my profile? Is that okay? I put up my profile online.
Yes. Yes. You could say, let's shower together and have a cocktail. Like, let's shower together and hang out.
Hey.
You could even, after the shower, what would be fun is if you shower together, you got the candles going, and then you could use some, like, of this warming oil, and then you could, like, lie them down. You could give them a massage, put it all over their body. Massage is so underrated. And then if you get something that could kind of make it fun, oil up his body and then use a vibrator, right? Teasing him. A vibrating cock ring doesn't just have to be on the cock, if you will. You could use it all over their body, right? You could tease them. You could kiss them. It's just play with them.
While you're wearing
Yeah. While you're wearing it, just holding it in your hand. You could tease it while you're wearing it as well. You could also just use it in your hand and like use it on down their back. Use it all over, like literally tease them with it in your hand and just drag it all over their body with the oil, with a blindfold. You could do prostate play. Do you ever do any prostate play?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. Fingers and hands free. Yeah. Listen, you know all the things. I think a lot of this stuff about spicing it up or keeping it interesting is atmosphere and just doing one thing different. Right. And that could be showering together. It could be a new toy. It could be just something smelling amazing when they come into the room. The bed's made. It's a different location.
There's a What'd knock at my door right now, believe it or not. There's
oh, my God. Go. Let me know how it goes. Do you think it's them? Fun. Now you're... Yeah. Did I help? Did you get some good stuff?
Yeah. You got it, girl. Thank you.
Okay. Of course. I'm here for you, Jeff. Amazing. Stick around because after the break, I'm talking to callers about mixing up their masturbation routines and spicing up sex in a once sexless marriage. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low-net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. This is from KC31 in Wisconsin. Hi, Dr. Emily. I recently decided to go out on a limb and test the waters as a third in a dominant sub-sub relationship. We were talking all about fantasies, and I brought up that I enjoy outings when my partner has a remote or an app and can play, tease, punish, or reward me throughout the night as they want or deem appropriate, depending on the mood. It's a huge turn-on for me because of the feeling of having our own little secret. Well, we all agreed that it was super hot, and after further conversation, we are trying to find a product that would allow one individual to control two toys at the same time. Something that could be used if we were in the same place or if one of us is traveling. But it seems to not be a thing. I for sure would have thought this is an option somewhere by now, but it's proving difficult to find. Help. All right. I love this question. I love that you're spicing it up. I love that you're in a triad. I love that you're exploring all of your fantasies. And I can't agree with you more that playing with a remote control toy, you literally are just making me like want to do this on Saturday night because I'm like, we haven't done that in a while. Because my experience with partners,
playing with a toy when we go out. And you have to understand what she's asking here. Literally, your partner has a remote app on their phone, and then you're wearing the toy when you're out and about. And at any time, they can just turn on the app. And then you're getting vibrated while you're ordering a meal, at a party, going for a walk, in a movie theater. It's really fun. It's really hot. And it does engage in power play because your partner is literally in control of your pleasure or pain, depending on how you decide to play. And so if anyone is interested more in this kink, you're like, what are you talking about? I do have a really great chapter on kink in my new book, Smart Sex, which hopefully you will all pre-order. So getting into some other things about kink, if anyone's curious, kink is all about dominance and submission. And so is sexuality. So is any kind of sex. There's always someone leading and someone following, which is dominance and submission. So even if you're thinking, I'm not very kinky, I'm going to be honest, most of us are a little bit kinky. Because what's not kinky, what's more vanilla, is typically missionary sex and make it out. And so there's a lot more to sex when you are open to playing around. And I think using a remote controlled toy is a great place to start because you are playing with these power dynamics. And the thing about using a toy, especially when you're out and about, is that's the novelty. That's the spontaneity. And that's the variety that a lot of you are craving in relationships. You know, when you're telling me that it's getting boring or you want to spice it up, sometimes just a new toy could be everything you need to keep things hot. You know, and as Casey says, it's super fun for your pleasure to be at the mercy of your partner, especially if you're a submissive. So if you're looking to spice up your sex life, I highly recommend playing with Bluetooth controlled toys. And by the way, I've been talking about Bluetooth controlled toys for years. What I love is when you're asking me for it, it's like, I'm not pushing it on you and saying you're going to love it. So Casey, I'm not sure that any app exists that can control two toys at the same time. You know, so if one of you is traveling, you might just need to splurge on two remote controlled sex toys. You know, the more the merrier, am I right? Why not? But for the times that you are together, I highly recommend an app controlled couples toy like a vibrating cock ring, which is a great place to start. And Lalo makes a great one. It's called the Tour 3. And what I love is it's a brand new update to their Tour 2. So I love when like someone's updating a sex toy, you're like, it was good, but now it's even better. It has more pleasure settings, intensities, and now it has a Bluetooth connection. So your dominant partner could control the couple's ring with the Lalo app. I just talked to another caller about vibrating cock rings, and they're so fun because really, remember this, you can use them on any body part between two people. They can be worn on the shaft, or you can hold it like a handheld vibrator, the clitoris, the nipples, the lips, the inner elbows. I mean, all those amazing erogenous zones all over your body. Just remember, we are bodies covered in nerve endings that feel really great when stimulated. So, you know, find the vibe, find the parts that feel good, and feel free to use a vibrator wherever. I'm not sure if the other two people in your poly relationship are penis or vulva owners or who is a dominant one, but using a couple's ring could be a great solution for controlling the pleasure for two people via an app, even if it's the same singular toy. And I do think you can also have multiple Lalo toys connected to their app, but you might have to get a few toys and take turns controlling each one. And Lalo has so many great options. Their toys are all incredible. You know, we'll make sure to put it in the show notes. It can also be fun to pass the toy between you two throughout the night. You know, maybe you're at a party and one of you is wearing the toy and then you go to the bathroom and you pass it to someone else and your punishments or rewards could determine who gets a turn with the toy. So you're all playing together in this really super hot erotic fantasy that's coming to life. And then whenever you need to exchange a toy, now I'm thinking this through with you. I'm like, okay, what could you do? You could go to the bathroom or somewhere at the party to exchange the toy and hook up. All at the commands of your dominant partner, who's essentially controlling the evening and controlling how you play. And if one of you is traveling, then you could take the toy and be brought into the mix virtually while the other two of you are together having sex. How hot is that? So it's like you're still together, but you're not together. That's why I love the innovation of Bluetooth-enabled toys. By the way, these toys are also great if you're in a long distance relationship. It's literally always my first suggestion. When someone's in long distance, I say, have you gotten a Bluetooth toy yet? I hope this was helpful, Casey. Please let me know how it goes. I can't wait to hear all the details.
Okay, this is from Destiny, 36 in Texas. Hey, Dr. Emily, I'm a 36-year-old single woman living in Texas. Thanks to you, I started exploring myself more and had my first clitor orgasm by just using my fingers. This was exciting for me as I never really put the time and effort into it before. Well, now, 3 years later, I want to explore it, but I find myself doing the exact same thing every time I masturbate. I don't have a partner, although I would like one, but I have not really met anyone that I like on the apps, and the casual route is not my style. My two questions. How could I take my masturbation routine to another level? Maybe try to have a G-spot orgasm. And any suggestions how to find a partner? Thank you so much, XX Des. All right, Des. This is a great question. First off, I love that you were first inspired just to kind of let your fingers do the walk-in and see what felt good to you and explore yourself. And just remember what she's saying here is that she just started exploring and then had an orgasm. But remember, it doesn't happen right away. And my best advice is just to masturbate if you haven't before or it's been a while, to just start to touch yourself without the goal of an orgasm or what it should feel like, because then you could really get into your senses and you can really think about, well, what actually feels good? You know, what if I move my hands, I tease myself with my inner thighs, or I always think like, what if you were like on your deathbed or something and then you like touch the back of your knee and then you're like, oh, I can now have like a kneegasm, or you learned all these different ways to have pleasure and you didn't know. So this is what I'm talking about exploring. And so you want to take it to the next level here because you've already had one. And so I think, yeah, why not try internally? I mean, the clitoris is where the magic happens for so many of us, 8,000 nerve endings. And I would argue that the G-spot is the internal clitoral nerves. So it's really just knowing that your G-spot has a head to it, which a lot of us know, but it also has legs. And those legs extend behind your labia and internally. And so, yeah, I would try to use your fingers and just start exploring your G-spot. It does help to have like a clitoral orgasm first or to already be aroused. And to mix it up, I don't know if you've ever tried a dildo, if you've ever tried playing with your nipples too, because remember, it's the same parts of your brain that stimulate your clitoris, your nipples. They're reaching that same part. So it's all responsible for your orgasm and pleasure. They are connected. And so I would, you know, recommend trying out some internal pressure, try out different positions. So for example, if you're going to go internally, you're going to use your fingers or get a dildo, first elevate your hips, Destiny. Put a pillow underneath you. And this goes for literally everybody who's sexual right now, that there's something about elevating just a little bit. And so you're either your partner has more access to your pelvic floor or you do, but it's just a different angle. It's like so much about mixing up masturbation is trying different angles. If you're always on your back, masturbate on your stomach. If you've never used a toy, try the vibration. It feels amazing. I mean, really, it's just you want to use a lot of lube. You can try it with your fingers and you just kind of go inside applying pressure. It's about an inner two-thirds of your inside your vaginal opening and you just apply pressure to it. You can also have a hand on your clitoris and a hand inside. I would say positions. I would say maybe you could even listen to some erotica. I'm really into listening to erotica. There's a site called TriQuinn. It's Q-U-I-N-N. Sometimes we don't want to, I mean, I'm such an audio person, obviously, but I'm visual in many ways, but something about just listening to someone be super like sexy and hot, and they have it for all genders, all orientations, whatever you're interested in, they have something for you there. So I would just recommend playing with some of that, playing with positions and playing with timing and seeing if you could tease yourself and just kind of maybe delay orgasm. That's another thing to do to mix it up. You know, one of the reasons why we love like the early parts of a relationship is when before we actually get sexual with someone is because like the intimacy starts to build. There's a little bit of teasing. There's a little bit of not knowing what's going to happen next. And we can actually do that to ourselves as well. And so I like teasing myself. It's a fun thing to do. So I recommend all that, Destiny.
We could talk to Scott 47 in Pennsylvania. Hi, Scott. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking the call.
Of course.
I've been married for 23 years. Probably the first 20 years, 21 years was pretty sexless.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Usually maybe once a month, maybe once every other month kind of thing.
Okay.
And there's often a fight and argument over how often we were to have sex. Probably about the last year and a half, things have changed a lot differently. We are having sex probably weekly now.
Wow. Okay.
Which is great.
Amazing.
I don't mean to feel greedy or whatever, but I feel that we're doing the same thing over and over and over again, and I want to do something new and different.
Okay, that makes sense.
But at the same point, I don't want to kind of push her away or whatever and not be grateful for what we have now.
Well, have you talked to her about your sex life before? Like, what made it,
Like I said, whatever, and I thought about, like I said, toys and stuff like that or whatever, and wanted to possibly introduce that, but at least know in the past that she was kind of against that kind of stuff. But I just want, you know, just add something new or different.
I think you should, like, listen, you've been with her a long time. In the past, we were all not into toys, thinking that we only could have orgasms a certain way, that we have all these beliefs, right? That she's just still holding on to that. But I think if you can kind of just introduce her and just, I mean, the best way to say is like, I love our sex life. I love all the sex we've been having, and give her like compliments about things that you really like and say, and I would love to try some sex toys. I think it'd be really hot to see you, you know, what kind of pleasure a sex toy could bring you. I would think that would be so sexy to watch you have orgasms that way, or to take our sex life to another place and experiment and have fun together. So if you couch it like that, I mean, if you really, which I think is the truth, then she might be more likely to listen than just like.
My next question that would be, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My next question would be, or whatever, she is very, very sensitive, and she probably would orgasm very easily with a toy.
Okay.
Is there something that is less, less vibrational or less?
Oh, you could use a dildo with her. Why don't you get like a steel, like there's dildo. Does she like internal stimulation?
Yes.
So I think getting something that doesn't vibrate, like a dildo, actually a dildo is something that doesn't vibrate. So it can be made of silicone. It can be made of steel. Get she into nipple play. You could get her some nipple clamps. You could get some, you could do some spanking, you know, some bondage gear. But first we got to meet her where she's at. First, let's see what she would be into. But I think it sounds like internal toys could be great, especially if she's, for women who are very sensitive, like clitoral toys aren't as great. They're just painful even.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Scott. Got you. I'm here for you. That's it for today's episode. See you on Tuesday. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to the podcast, and share this with a friend or partner. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sex with Emily. Oh, I've been told I give really good email. So sign up at sexwithemily.com. And while you're there, check out my free guides and articles for more ways to prioritize your pleasure. If you'd like to ask me about your sex life, dating, or relationships, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX. That's 559-825-5739. Or go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Special thanks to Acast for powering the Sex with Emily podcast. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.